Okay, so this morning, if you heard on the emergency break of the week, Mike won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're proud of you.
You've been winning a lot lately, homie.
Miles' stated goal is to be a player in the emergency break of the week every week.
You don't even have to try. That's the brilliance of it. So it was something that floored me that you thought was real. But it turns out that there are others in your boat. And so let's play how the emergency break went down and hear the Musers respond to what Mike thought was real.
It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mike.
I thought I edited it.
You guys having fun?
Yeah.
The reaction to what he heard when he was asked about it yesterday, and Garrett just, well, all I'm going to say is we're going to fight hard and play, blah, blah. You know, he wouldn't even address it.
I know.
Love those butt-fucking blueberries.
Like wish he'd have said that.
God. That's so over the top for him.
For Gordon?
That's Gordon.
Oh, but I mean, he said it, didn't he? Oh,
no.
No. That was a parody of the Cowboys, not Hard Knocks, but what was the other thing?
Yeah, that thing on Amazon.
All or Nothing. All or Nothing, where Garrett was just cussing
you
so much.
You thought Jason Garrett said the words, butt effing blueberries.
All this time, I thought that was him.
No, that's the great Gordo doing a parody of Garrett over cussing in that show.
Yeah. I love those f***ing big ass blueberries.
Oh, man.
It's funny.
What kind of blueberries, Jay?
Love those butt fucking blueberries.
It's so harsh.
Isn't that something? All this time, Ryan's thought that was Garrett? Or at least that day he thought it was Garrett.
Nobody has ever used that term ever in the history of humans.
No.
Love those butt fucking blueberries.
Ryan thought that Jason Garrett.
Is that bleeped properly?
No, I think it needs more beep.
Let's move on.
Just know that Ryan's is candidate number one.
All right, there you go. Funny. So they couldn't believe it either. Now he's right. No one in the history of the world has ever used that phrase.
Has referred to blueberries as that.
Love those butt-fucking blueberries.
But I don't know. I thought maybe that was something from All or Nothing that I somehow missed.
Say that, though? Much less Jason Garrett.
Hey,
why would anybody say that?
Jason Garrett was cussing and all kinds of stuff on All or Nothing.
I know, Mike, but think about that. Pick a human being.
All right, look. It's,
then the coach of the Cowboys?
It's far-fetched, I know. But, you know, on All or Nothing, he's throwing that stuff out there. Who knows?
Think
what
of how
say.
Absurd that description is for a piece of fruit.
Yes. Why would you throw that in there?
Well,
but think about it, Mike. Hang on.
No. I thought it was real. That's it.
But effing blueberries.
Okay, I thought it was real.
All right, so here's where it came from.
Jason.
All right, listen, guys, we're out there playing football, okay? If you don't want to f***ing play football, fine. If you want to f*** your mother, you can stay home, okay? We don't tolerate any pussy footing around, okay?
I think you can say Coach, we're sending out for lunch. Sorry to interrupt. You want anything for lunch?
Yeah, let me see the menu. Okay, let me have some f***ing waffles. None of that f***ing waffle mix from the goddamn store. I'm talking home f***ing made waffles. Also, if they have any organic f***ing strawberries, I'd like some of those. And some really kick-ass blueberries. I love those f***ing big-ass blueberries. You know what I'm saying? You know, love those butt fucking blueberries. All right, that'll do it. All right.
There's a lot more.
Do you understand now how ridiculous that sounds, that you believe that?
If you want to fuck your mother, you can stay home.
Would you believe that?
I might have.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the crazy part. There were tons of P1s that reached out on Twitter whenever we had this moment live on the air, and then they replayed it this morning, that reached out to say they thought this was Jason Garrett too. And not just random casual people that tuned in. Like, wow, Coach was really upset about his fruit, wasn't he? The guy that runs the Unticket, who has been a P1 since before time, thought that was Jason Garrett. And I never responded to him. Was it not the Unticket? Did y'all read that earlier today?
No, I didn't see that. I heard Julie thought it was real. Is that correct?
She did?
Maybe.
Yeah, but that was before she worked here full time.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
It just goes to show that that's a really, really good Jason Garrett impression.
It's a great Jason Garrett impression, but...
Effin'.
That phrase, again...
Love those butt-fucking blueberries.
Has never been used in the history of mankind.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I know that.
You don't know that.
And the head coach of the Cowboys on film.
Hey, far-fetched, but the way he was throwing stuff around and all or nothing, it's plausible.
I'm lumping you in with Unticket, with every P1 that thought that was actually Jason Garrett. How could you think that? Shame on you.
It's far-fetched, but...
It's impossible.
It's far-fetched, but not impossible.
It's absolutely...
Not completely implausible.
Well,
I will stand by it.
All right. Do you have the rest of it? Because I would like to hear
the
rest of it. Okay.
Hey, and get something for yourself, too.
This is in front of the team he's ordering?
You
yeah.
Make your balls happy, you know what I'm saying? Got to have happy balls, right? All right, thanks. All right, guys, listen big ass up right now. I want all your asses facing me, right at me, right now. Okay? No, f***ing God damn it, turn around. I mean your faces, not your actual asses facing me. All right? I don't want to be staring down your butt when I'm trying to motivate you, okay? Oh, I'm not screaming into your f***ing rectum just because all you mother people are f***ing literalists, okay? Okay, now I want to tell you a story, a motivational story. I was in my f***ing Bible study the other night. Oh, there was a passage. It was a passage where Paul was f***ing talking about having f***ing compassion for your fellow f***ing man. Oh, and that's man. What I want to see on this team. Some mother f***ing compassion for your fellow teammates, okay?
Jason, can I talk to you for a moment? Can you come over here?
Hold on, guys. I got to talk to old Mr. Jones.
Yeah, Jerry, what's up? Jason, maybe tone it down on the cussing a little bit.
Why? That's what makes the players really listen to me. I don't want them to think I'm some kind of soft, wet.
Good Lord, you make me so uncomfortable. And I'm from Arkansas. No, Jason, listen, I'm just asking nicely. Please stop cussing, especially around Charlotte. She told me the other day that you called her a mother ass licking lick wad.
I was just being playful, Mr. Jones.
Well, in that case, I'll tell you what, let's compromise. I'll let you cuss if you start winning playoff games.
Oh, well, that's a tough trade-off. Tough trade-off, but okay, I tell you what. I'll do it. Deal?
Yeah. That's a motherfucking deal.
Wow. Okay. So
my favorite part is when Jason does some bleeped up cussing word and Jerry goes, "Good Lord."
Got to have happy balls, right?
I guess when I heard that live, whenever that was done a year ago or a year and change ago, that you listen to the whole thing and you see how over the top it was and how ridiculous it all is, that when you take the most ridiculous phrase from that, right, butt effing blueberries, that it sounds so impossible. Do you understand now why it sounds so ridiculous that people would believe that after hearing that?
After hearing that, it makes it even more plausible.
No, it makes it less plausible. You're impossible to argue.
Make your balls happy, you know what I'm saying? Got to have happy balls, right?
Like, I'm thinking that what we could have pulled it when he said, blank your mother.
Do you think
he would, if we would have used that over and over as the example, do you think you would have believed that? Blank your mother.
If you want to f*** your mother. You can stay home.
God.
Would you have believed that?
No, I don't think I would have believed
but
that.
But you believe putting the blueberry thing?
Yeah.
God. God, it's just amazing to me. Am I wrong here, people?
It's pretty out there, man.
It's way out there.
And just knowing Jason Garrett. I mean, what we do know about Jason Garrett. Even
dropping F-bombs in that bit.
Yeah, which, it was still.
Or in that show.
Would he still have a job if he said the blueberries and the F your mother? On the show?
No. He would get fired. He would have been fired immediately.
They would have laughed at him.
Had that been some sort of
secret audio. That'd have been national news.
Right. You know how the other night when the Cardinals beat the Nats, they killed him, the Braves put the 10 spot up in the first inning, and then their manager, Schilt?
Yeah.
Who was illegally taped, kind of like Wash was after that game?
Right.
And he went, did you listen to that?
Yeah.
And he went nuts. F this, F that. Anybody that comes up against us, we're going to F and beat their ass. That's one thing. And it's one thing to be Wash, too, saying, Cop gets on the mound, you knock the F out of Carp. You know?
Throw the ball over the plate, knock the ass out of it.
Right.
F Carp.
That all makes sense. That's all Coach Cuss. That all kind of fits. Why would he ever bring up blueberries to F them in the butt?
Okay!
God.
All right, hit the theme.
God. See?
What? I'm sorry, kids.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't get you off the hook.
I'm not even talking about Mike. I'm talking about the rest of you P1s. How could you think that's real? Shame on you.
Well, we did, and I stand beside you, P1s.